This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. One house destroyed and another damaged in a blaze at Black Rock. A St. George resident concerned about the length of time it takes for people to get appointments and results from CAT scans at the QEH. The Ministry of Education promises to address issues which forced the closure of St. George Secondary School and triggered a sick out at St. Giles Primary. Progress reported on plans for construction of a new national stadium. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Fire officers have this morning been battling a fire at 3rd Avenue, Cleverdale, Black Rock, in which one house has been destroyed and another damaged. Two fire tenders have responded, as well as a crew from the Barbados Light and Power Company. The Member of Parliament for the area and Tourism Minister, Ian Gooding-Edgell, the Member of Parliament for St. Michael West Central, is at the scene and tells Starcom Network News that the destroyed home was occupied by the Grimes family and efforts will be made to provide assistance. Residents of St. George got their opportunity again to have their say as government continues its Parish Speaks town hall meetings. Speaking at the Cuthbert Moore Primary School last evening, resident of the St. George North constituency, Carolyn Corbin, raised concerns about the QEH and the length of time it takes for people to get appointments and results from CAT scans.
I am a cancer survivor, and I'm a part of a group called Victorious Warriors, and we're having some challenges at QEH in terms of CT scans and the long wait you got to get before you can get an appointment, and then when you get an appointment, the long way before you get back results. There's only one CT scan as far as they know at the hospital working, and the lady has said to me it has to service the entire island, the polyclinics, the outpatients, everything. So it's very hard back on most of the cancer patients and other persons that are sick that need to have that scan done. So we want to know how soon that we can get those equipments up so that we won't have to wait that long. Because they're going to wait like over a year.
That's not acceptable. So look, tomorrow I have a meeting with the QEH. I don't like what I'm hearing.
Resident of St. George North, Carolyn Corbin, speaking to Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, in response to the complaints, Acting Chairman of the Queen Elizabeth Board Hospital's Board of Directors, Nigel Whitehall, sought to explain the matter.
The challenge really is to transition from the cobalt treatment to the linear accelerator. In the meantime, Madam Prime Minister, we are sending patients overseas who require treatment.
And I thank you for updating the public about the transitioning from the cobalt treatment to the linear accelerator. I believe that those funds would have gone off from the month of April.
Yes, Madam Prime Minister.
And they indicated to you all that it's about a six-month period.
Yes.
And we're now at the end of June, so we have about another 3 months before it is delivered, correct?
Yes, Madam Prime Minister. We are hoping to operationalize by the 25th of November, Prime Minister.
The issue with respect to the timelines for the waiting for appointments as well as for the results, I heard Ms. Corbin say a year to two, and I refuse to believe that that's the case because they can't wait 2 years to get a result read.
Yeah, not with a CT scan, Prime Minister, it wouldn't take that long. So I'm not understanding why. But I'll have that investigated.
And that's the point.
Acting Chairman of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital's Board of Directors, Nigel Whitehall. The Ministry of Education promises that issues which forced the closure of the St. George Secondary School and triggered a sick out at St. Giles Primary School will be addressed. Speaking during a news conference to announce the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam results, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw explained the situation at the St. George Secondary School. She said a malfunction of two large sewage tanks caused a challenge with mosquitoes forcing the school to remain closed.
Principal and the Board of Management had done all that was possible to ensure that the environment of the school was clean. However, the mosquito situation got much worse and a request was made to have the school closed because it was affecting the students and the staff. In the meantime, investigations were done by the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Ministry of Housing, and it was discovered that there were two large sewage tanks in the constant housing area. And those two large tanks malfunctioned and there was stagnant water where the mosquitoes were reproducing at a very rapid rate. The Ministry of Education will continue to collaborate with the Ministry of Health to determine when it will be safe for our students and staff to return.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Meantime, the Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Glynn Price said they will convene a meeting this week with the principal of St. Giles Primary School to address the issues which have caused teachers at the institution to sick out.
So I met with the teachers at St. Giles last week, Friday afternoon. The teachers were able to voice their concerns. I must say also that we have made arrangements, we now in terms of the Principals Association, the Teachers Union, and the Ministry of Education, that we will convene a meeting with the principal, because at that meeting on Friday, the principal did not take part in the discussion. So at present, I'm yet to hear the principal's side of what happened and what transpired and some of the issues at St. Giles. So that is where we are with St. Giles. That meeting is due for probably either Wednesday or Thursday this week with the three parties. And then we will, Chief Education Officer, then we'll get back to you with further details in terms of the way forward for both St. Giles and Wesley Hall.
Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Glynn Price. While voicing concern about the state of affairs at the Wesley Hall Junior School, the Education Minister, Kay McConney, said she remains hopeful the situation there will be addressed as soon as possible so children will not be impacted significantly.
But I want to say that I hope that we will all be able to move forward in good faith and to do so in a manner that will mitigate impact on the children for Wesley Hall. What I will say is we will continue to work with the entire education community at Wesley Hall Primary to ensure that we are able to discharge our responsibility in addressing those areas that we own, and we encourage our other partners to own their part in this experience of lost education for our children.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Minister of Sports Charles Griffith says they're making progress with plans to construct a new national stadium. Mr. Griffith told Starcom Network News they're currently waiting on the Chinese to identify a contractor. He remains hopeful that when the work begins, the project should take 26 months or less.
The national stadium, we're waiting on the Chinese to identify their contractor in China, because as you know, they're the ones who are taking the lead on that. So as soon as they have identified the contractor in China, then we expect that we should have some movement in terms of the demolition of the existing structure. And not too soon after, then we can see some work being done in relation to starting the building process. We didn't give them a deadline. Note that this is grant funding. So we are appreciative of the fact that they have to identify, you know, the best contractor to get the job done. And I will await on them to give us the timelines. They have already said, I think it is 26 months that it will take from start to finish. And I'm hoping that we can come in a lot earlier than that.
Minister of Sports, Charles Griffith. And weather forecasters are banking on the Saharan dust to reduce the projected number of storms likely to affect the Caribbean. There are at least 25 named storms in what forecasters predict will be a significantly active hurricane season this year. Chief Meteorologist at the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology, Kathy Ann Caesar, said the dust from the African continent helps weaken the development of storms. However, she stressed it's difficult to predict that this will be the case this hurricane season.
The Saharan area actually moves dust across from African coast across the Atlantic. This can actually inhibit development, but it's difficult to predict. So we're putting this as an outlier that could weaken a bit this season, but we just don't know. What are the scenarios? If we have infrequent, we call them intrusions of the south as they move across the Atlantic and affect us, what we may see is this will not inhibit the development of storms. Well, let me explain really quickly. If we have the Saharan dust layer, that will actually prohibit direct sunlight into the oceans, and that will actually tend to cool. And also dust will also tend to weaken the storm's development.
Chief Meteorologist at the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology, Kathy Ann Caesar. Recapping the headlines. One house destroyed and another damaged in a blaze at Black Rock. A St. George resident concerned about the length of time it takes for people to get appointments and results from CT scans at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The Ministry of Education promises to address issues that forced the closure of St. George Secondary School and triggered a sick out at St. Giles Primary. And progress reported on plans for the construction of a new national stadium. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.